Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE. That is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep. So you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
Subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
Welcome all. Yes, welcome back. We're back. There's nothing else to say. There hasn't been any news, so we had an idea that we was meant to do in June, wasn't it? But
it was just an idea. It was an idea that you came up with. So,
and I will
use it as a back. Yeah, we're going to do it as a backup episode, but it just got pushed back and get pushed back
because we got too drunk in Tenerife to record. But plain and simple, it's AI. I asked it to design a Halloween Horror Nights event. I think it's had stuff what's been there before, so Simon will pick at it properly. But that's the idea of it. Right now, though, we're just waiting for Joe to show up. So we're going to quickly go into some... What's it called? I forgot it's called. My brain's froze.
It's a bit of haunt news, really.
Yeah, haunt news, but what event?
Hallow Scream.
That's the one. I was thinking of Tully's for some reason. That's why I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, so there's been a few things since we last recorded from Hallow Scream at Orlando. They've announced Pipeline will be open for Hallow Scream.
Woohoo!
The newest roller coaster. So the lineup will be Pipeline, Manta, Mako, and Icebreaker. Not a bad selection of roller coasters if you want to do them in the dark. They've announced some of the bars are returning as well. So we've got the Siren's Last Call, the Tormented, Poison Grotto, the Longshoremen Tavern, and then there's a new one, Can You Keep a Secret? Time will reveal the details. So they're telling you we've got a new bar, but not telling you what the bar is. And I think we've got confirmed that the Siren Show's back. I think they said off in a roundabout way. And Tampa have announced a couple of scares on, haven't they?
Yes, what's actually pretty cool of them.
Yeah, so we have Sin City Zombies. On the outskirts of the Vegas Strip lies a small town that is home to some of the best entertainers to ever live, along with zombies who run rampant. You know what this gives me vibes of? Zombieland.
What, done better?
I like Zombieland.
The films were good. I like the film. I'm on about the Halloween Horror Night Scare Zone. It was a bit of a rush one. I'm not being negative, people, so I'm not going to be negative anymore.
Well,
but
the thing is, it was it had that thing as well. Was the show or was the film out round about the same time as the?
I think it came out slightly after, but quite early on in the event. So. It was a bit confusing at first.
It was amazing, but they're not going to give spoilers away straight away, are they? So, well, never mind. We'll get off that tangent.
Yeah, no moans. We're a happy podcast.
And there's a new zone reveal as well. Big Ed's Demolition Derby, depending on where you are, steps into the twisted and adrenaline-fueled world of Big Ed's Demolition Derby. He has pulled together some of the roughest, toughest, and meanest baddies from all of Hallow Scream and brought them here to compete.
Interesting. So trying to nick a sort of like Icons idea, that sounds to me.
Well, if you look at the picture that they've got on Twitter, which I think we tweet it when this comes out. The very biker-esque chainsaw gang from Halloween Horror Nights, kind of. So it's something new that Howl Scream are doing, which is a good thing. I just remembered something. If you could just take the lead for this for a few seconds.
Yeah, cool. I'm taking the lead because Joe's about to jump in anyway. So Joe will be here in a second. By the way, bring up that Liverpool event as well before I forget about
that. That's what I was trying to bring up then.
Ah, well, you go. See, two minds thinking alike here. And obviously, we're just waiting for Joe. Don't worry about camera, Joe. We're only a podcast for this episode.
All right, sweet. How are we doing, boys?
We're all good, mate. We've just done that. We've just quickly done Hello Scream announcements for the scare zones. And Simon's about to bring up some news about a new one in the UK from Liverpool.
And then we're going to get into the AI. It's just, I hate Meta. I really do. It is the worst platform. Well, actually, Twitter's the worst platform.
You should actually log into the HHE Facebook page. Yes, we do have a like page, people. Go and check it
out. That's what I'm doing, mate. It's not there. It won't find it. It's ridiculous.
Just go click on our profile picture, people, and it should be in our profile stuff.
It's not. I can't find it.
Simon is tech phobed.
I'm gonna go. No, it's not. It's not in my. It's not. It's what I'm saying. It's not even in the search bar.
I can't go into messages on that. So that's a mess, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. Meta and all of them, they really are pretty bad now. So I'm going on HHE, see if I can find it. Switching to podcast, clicking on the HHE picture, just as I click on the picture.
Well, it's called, this is how crap Meta is. This is a tangent. I know we're going to moan. Well, I'm not moaning about the event.
I said no more moans.
I'm moaning about Meta because literally I put in Liverpool and it came up with it. And it's called Newsham Screen Park. It's never got Liverpool in the title. That's how crap Meta is. But anyway. We have Newsham Screen Park in Liverpool. It's Halloween stepped into the most terrifying screen park the UK has ever seen. Welcome to Newsham Screen Park within Liverpool's notoriously haunted Newsham Park Hospital. Mm-hmm. So this is actually in a hospital itself.
Nice.
It's a former orphanage, asylum, and nursing home, and they've announced. Three scare zones, I think, or three actual seats. I don't want the photos. I just want the bloody event, you stupid people.
Anyway, why are you saying that, guys? It is Friday the 13th of October to Sunday the 5th of November.
Yes.
So is that actually an abandoned building?
Yes. I mean, that's awesome. That nearly tempts me to go up there.
Yeah, so it's got... they've got the... Insanatorium, I think it's called. The doctor will see you now, checking for your appointment at the Goodwill Institute. So, in other words, this is an asylum based house inside a mental asylum.
That's interesting.
They've got Helluminati. Membership is open. Hidden in the bowels of the asylum lies there. What?
I love Simon reading.
Hidden inside the bowels. Well, I'm trying to read. You keep butting in.
No one's talking. You're like this.
Well, that must be your end, mate, because I can hear you perfectly. Anyway.
No, I'm saying that's how you're reading it.
Well, I was trying to read it, but you kept interrupting.
No one's butting in.
It's a time delay, I'm telling you.
I hope you're enjoying this, people.
Zoom, get your ass into gear. You've got Helluminati, which is the Battles of the Asylum Lines, the headquarters of an ancient secret society known as the Helluminati. And the final one I think they've got announced is the orphanage. There will be no mercy. Since 1913, the Blessed Sisters of Mercy have housed orphaned and unwanted rifes and strays at the orphanage. If you want more details, they are on our Facebook page. We have shared that. So I believe it's £25 plus a booking fee for a ticket. Tickets go on sale on the 13th of July.
That's going to be proper cool because a scary old building. I'm guessing it's not going to be too bad of a building because of health and safety, but using a real building is awesome.
Yeah, that is. I mean, how far away from you, Simon, is that?
It's about a 50-minute drive.
So is that something that you go to?
If I've got the time, because if you look at my schedule for October, it is rampacked at the moment.
Mr. Lucas, I know you're listening. Go and see yourself, mate. It's right up your... It's right up your way, mate.
We'll give you a lowdown on another episode of what events this year. But
I've just got to say, I'm looking at their artwork and it looks very like something I would make. So have that, Mr. Lucas. Newsham Screen Park. It's got the nice horror house with fog. That's proper art. None of this 5-year-old stuff. Now I'm only joking. Craig knows I'm having a laugh.
Yeah, it's there's some abandoned pictures, some pictures from inside the actual asylum, and it does look pretty good. So, yeah, get yourself over to there. It's on the Facebook page. And it's a new event for this year.
It certainly is, my people. So what we're going to do now, peeps, we're going to get into what this event's actually about.
Podcast.
This event, yes. Look, we're all mucking our words up today. This is not professional, and this is why we don't get paid. And this is why, if you're listening, we want an American host from Orlando, Florida. So if you want us, get us on Twitter. Anyway, I'm going to go into the intro from AI. This intro actually came from Craig Lucas's AI. So thank you, Craig, to explain it, because I couldn't read it that long. So we're going to let this do it. Just listen, guys, and then obviously we'll get into the actual video.
Welcome to Halloween Horror Events, the podcast that dives into the terrifying world of horror events and brings you all the spine-chilling details. In this episode, we embark on a unique journey as we explore the intersection of artificial intelligence and Halloween horror. I'm your host, Phil, joined by my fellow horror enthusiasts and co-hosts, Simon and Joe. As we delve into the realm where technology meets how AI has taken the reins in designing a Halloween horror event. Brace yourself for a riveting exploration of how this cutting-edge technology weaves nightmares into reality, creating unforgettable and immersive experiences. Join us as we unravel the mysteries behind the AI-driven creation, analyzing the eerie scenarios, bone-chilling mazes, and pulse-pounding encounters. We'll dissect the intricacies of this horrifying AI masterpiece and discuss its implications for the future of horror events. So, grab your popcorn, turn down the lights, and prepare to be enthralled by our in-depth analysis and captivating discussions. Whether you're a die-hard horror fan or simply curious about the intersection of technology and terror, Halloween Horror Events is your gateway to all things spooky, otherworldly, and unforgettable. Stay tuned as we unravel the secrets behind AI-designed horror experiences in this hair-raising episode. Welcome to Halloween Horror Events, where nightmares come alive.
I love the I love the popcorn bit.
Yeah, that, doesn't that remind you of an old show of ours?
Yeah,
Ghost Aliens and Beyond. Craig, thank you. He got that from the AI. I screen record. I had to copy it from him. Put it on Chat GPT, whatever it's called. Blah blah blah. All that stuff. Put music onto it and get it over to my computer. And then I find out my headphones is not letting the sound come through. So that's why I couldn't hear it. So I fixed that while this was going on. Anyway, guys. So you got the idea. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get the actual video up, and we're going to dissect it. So we're going to have every section. I'll stop at a section. We'll talk about it and see how it goes. I've said before, Joe, some of it I think's already happened at Halloween Horror Nights, but AI ain't perfect yet. So,
design a scary new eye.
Right, before I go any further, did you hear that?
Yes.
Right, so we will start this again, people. Here we go, and I will try and remember where to stop it every time. So here we go. AI's HHN or HHN AI.
Design a scary new icon for Halloween Horror Nights.
Here's a new scary icon for HHN. Name, The Harbinger. Appearance, The Harbinger is a tall, gaunt figure with pale, almost translucent skin. They wear a long, tattered cloak that trails behind them, and their face is obscured by a hood. Their eyes glow with an otherworldly light, and they carry a staff adorned with strange symbols and markings. Background story, The Harbinger is an ancient entity that has existed since the dawn of time. They are a servant of chaos and destruction, and their sole purpose is to bring about the end of the world. Legend has it that the Harbinger appears before major disasters or wars, signaling the impending doom to those who cross their path. The Harbinger is said to be able to manipulate reality itself, bending time and space to their will. They are a being of immense power and malevolence, and their presence is enough to strike fear into the hearts of even the bravest souls. At HHN, the Harbinger serves as the main icon and antagonist for the event. Guests will encounter them throughout the park, and their influence can be felt in every corner. The Harbinger's presence is a sign that something terrible is about to happen, and guests will have to band together to try and stop them before it's too late. The Harbinger's house will be a twisted journey through time and space, where guests will face the full extent of their power and the horrors that lie within their realm.
Okay.
Okay then, so we've got that bit. So apparently it's made an icon first. So what do you think of the Harbinger?
I missed all of that, boys. I missed all of it. It all cut out.
Simon, you go.
Sure, it gives me what Bones should have been for Halloween Horror Nights 27.
Okay, if you want to explain to newbies what Bones might have been.
Well, Bones, they made a big deal about this character harvesting your soul, and you had to sacrifice it. And they had this big countdown building up to this big countdown, clock coming down, and it came to an actual giveaway other than anything else. And everyone sacrificed a soul, and we got this stupid character called Bones, which is just a guy in a skull mask thing. But this is what I think that character should have been. But
Crow basically is called the Harbinger, and it's basically chaos from the beginning of time. That's what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting
It's a good idea. I don't know. We'll wait until we get further into the thing to see if it can actually bring it all together.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Mm. Right, so let's hope Joe can hear the next day. I'll tell you what, I really want to call this episode, it's a clusterfuck.
Just like every other episode.
Bloody hell, no, but this is a tech nightmare, this one. We're all having problems at some point. Here we go.
I only heard about three words. That was it.
Original houses for Halloween Horror Nights.
Five original
The Forgotten
houses.
Asylum. This house is set in an abandoned asylum that has been left untouched for years. As guests navigate the dark hallways, they encounter the ghosts of former patients who still haunt the premises. That's 2. Original House, The Carnival of the Damned. In this twisted carnival, guests are lured in by the promise of fun and games, only to find themselves trapped in a maze of horrors where the clowns are anything but friendly. 3. Original House, The Haunted Hotel. This eerie hotel is home to a variety of supernatural phenomena, from ghostly apparitions to possessed objects. Guests must make their way through the hotel and avoid becoming permanent residents. 4. Original House, The Lost World. In this prehistoric themed house, guests find themselves transported back in time to a land of dinosaurs and other ancient creatures. But beware, as some of them are not as extinct as they seem. 5. Original House, The Witching Hour. As the name suggests, this house takes place in the dead of night when witches and other supernatural beings come out to play. Guests must navigate a forest filled with dark magic and avoid becoming the next sacrifice.
Now design.
Right, so we got the original houses. So how many did you get them? Because she was fast.
I got all 5.
Right. Well, let Simon talk and then Joe get your opinion when Simon said his stuff. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
The prehistoric one, I think, has been done very similar to it. It was done in Islands of Adventure. So that I would like to see that because I actually never got to see that one. But that would be something. I think the carnival one has been done in little tiny bits, but that concept of it sounded a bit bland, to be fair, for a carnival house.
That odd fellow this year, mate, that could be happening.
Yeah. So it just sounded very generic carnival, and there was nothing like HHNE to me. Haunted Hotel, that just sounds like a big stab at Disney.
I like it then.
So I'd like that one. And I can't remember what the fifth one was now, because it did sound pretty quick.
Was Witches or something, wasn't it?
Oh, the Witching Hour, yeah. I just completely blanked that from my brain, because the Witching Hour, I'm done with Witches.
I think we could do Witches. The Hour would probably do a better Witches event than the one what HHN did last time, and that's not being negative, people. That's just a fact. Joe, did you hear it this time?
Yeah, Tully's did a better Witch House than Horror Nights.
So what did you think of any of the mouses? Did any of them catch your eye? Attention?
Two of them stood out. The prehistoric one, I think that'd be amazing at Horror Nights. I mean, they've got Jurassic World anyway. That's their property, so I don't see why they don't do something with it. And the other one sounded very similar to the event that you were talking about earlier, Simon, the abandoned asylum. It sounds like that new event in Liverpool.
Yeah, like the hospital.
Yeah, they were the two that really stood out. I think Universal should definitely do something with Jurassic World.
It is a very strange
The only problem with that now is I don't think they want to cross-park it. I know they've done it for the Jurassic Park 30th, but it was a tribute store. I don't think they want to cross-park it for Halloween and thingy, but you never know. We never know what's down the line. Eventually, we might have Halloween Horror Nights at Islands and Universe and Studios when Epic Universe opens.
the options there, then,
we don't know yet.
Yeah, you have an option of having a massive park open while them two could be used instead of shutting one down. Yeah. But that's all down to staffing and money, so maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on to the next ones. I'm presuming they're going to be five IPs. Simon's the man who listens well, and I sort of blank because why not?
Five IP houses from 1990s movie.
Before we go any further, doesn't that sound like a dirty old man ringing someone up?
it sounds like an old podcast that it just didn't sound right then. It still doesn't sound right now.
Harry White.
Been used before.
Sure. Here are five potential HHNIP houses based on 90s movies that have never been used before.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Lee. Faculty. This 1998 sci-fi horror movie follows a group of high school students who discover that their teachers are actually aliens who are taking over the school. The HHN house could replicate the school setting, with guests having to navigate through creepy classrooms and sinister hallways while avoiding the alien teachers. 2. Candyman. This 1992 horror flick is set in a rundown housing project in Chicago, where a supernatural killer known as the Candyman haunts the residents. The HHN house could recreate the haunting atmosphere of the housing project, with guests having to navigate through the dark and eerie hallways while encountering the Candyman and his victims. 3. The People Under the Stairs. This 1991 horror movie follows a young boy who discovers a group of people living in the basement of a wealthy couple's home. The HHN house could recreate the creepy mansion setting, with guests having to navigate through the dimly lit rooms and encounter the twisted and deformed inhabitants of the basement. 4. Scream. This 1996 slasher film revitalized the horror genre in the 90s and would make for a great HHN house. The house could recreate the iconic Woodsboro setting, with guests having to navigate through the homes and streets of the town while avoiding the Ghostface killer. 5. The Blair Witch Project. This 1999 found footage horror movie is set in the woods of Maryland, where a group of filmmakers disappear while investigating the legend of the Blair Witch. The HHN house could recreate the forest setting, with guests having to navigate through the dark and ominous woods while encountering the eerie symbols and occult objects associated with the Blair Witch legend.
Okay, now.
Oh, I was just going to say, just on them IPs, I'm at the event and I'm there every night.
Candyman, all but one Scream. For me.
I think all the Blair Witch is the only one that doesn't interest me.
Yeah, because the problem is with Blair Witch, I know people were terrified of the film, but the film was crap. And
negative side.
I'm not being funny, but I am not scared of symbols.
you sure, mate?
Simple.
Have you ever got a bill, mate, with the pound symbol in front of it? That fucking scares me all the time.
No, because usually that's a credit card bill when you're going to Florida.
It scares me afterwards.
Faculty, I'm 50-50 on that one.
I thought that sounded pretty cool, actually.
It sounds pretty cool, but I don't know. I've seen the film, and it does make sense. Scream, yes. Candyman, yes.
Yeah, they're
holy grails that we need to get. The People Under the Stairs, we have had a People Under the Stairs house, but I don't think it was based on the movie. It was just used the name People Under the Stairs. It was the very first year, and it was the very first house of Halloween Horror Nights, and it came back in Halloween Horror Nights 2, and I think it came back in Halloween Horror Nights 4 as well, I think. So they've had houses with the name People Under the Stairs, but whether it's actually it was
in the movies, yeah.
The film, so.
And well, a little cold
would be a good idea.
Yeah. So pretty strong IPs there, pretty hard ones to get hold of as well.
Yeah,
Joe. Come on. What was your catches, and which ones didn't you like?
Yeah, well, there was actually three that stood out for me. I mean, I know you boys know one of them, but I'm going to say, I'll start off with the other two. Scream. I'd love to see Scream there. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, Ghostface.
Yeah, yeah. Blair Witch. I actually think they could make a really good house of that. It was the first of its kind, wasn't it? It was the first real sort of found footage horror film.
The only problem with Blair Witch is though you don't actually really see the problem.
I get that, but they could have some real sort of creepy parts to it where you sort of go into one section and there's someone just sort of stood facing the corner. And that could be a really
That could actually, if they did that, you might as well have no one in the house. You might as well use mannequins. Brilliant. That's why I wouldn't like it. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose you could use sounds like someone standing in that corner. If you've got a massive speaker behind you, blowing out air and a massive scream at the same time behind you.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to do it as a visual, and non-interactive one where it's like not having people and you want to save some money, yeah, it could be done, but it's got to be done very well. And it's got, the problem is with that, is it needs time to reset. So a lot of people will miss all the scares. Yeah. You get that in Halloween Horror Nights houses anyway.
Yeah, they would have to make that. Yeah, they would have to make that. What's the word called when you have to send a certain amount of people through?
Even pulsing it through with that, they have to pulse at the exact time and then rely on people walking at the right speed.
I do have an idea. You could have scare actors who could be the person who walks you through so that they know when everything's timed.
Yeah, it could work. It could work. It's very logistically, I don't think it would work. But
so you said two, Joe. What was the other one you liked?
Three, yeah. Well, you boys know Candyman.
Well, everyone knows. That's a given, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know how much I love that film. It's one of my favourite horrors. It used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid. If they announced that for Horror Nights, I would book flights as soon as I could.
Of course you would, mate. you look every day, so I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, no.
Which one didn't you? Two didn't you like them?
No, it's not that I didn't like them. They just didn't appeal to me as much as the others. Faculty. I've seen Faculty. I've not seen it for a long time, though. And what was the other one? What one am I missing? It was Scream, Blair Witch, Candyman, Faculty.
People Under the Stairs.
People Under the Stairs. Well, I've not seen that in a long time.
They're quite creepy, them films. They basically live in the walls of your house and that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Under your stairs.
Yeah, that's where the name came from. But they're basically, well, they're in the walls and they're trying to kill you. So, yeah, that's pretty strong so far. So well done, AI, for actually giving us some decent. I would say the Icon houses were definitely a lot better than the originals, what she's done so far.
Well,
yeah.
Right. I'm confused what you said then. You mean the IPs?
IPs, yeah. Icon. They're all icons to me. Yeah. They literally are icons. They're big movies. Anyway, I don't care. I'm getting every word wrong today. I don't care anymore. And because I'm not being negative.
I'll design an IP house, a bonus house.
Oh, a bonus house.
That is iconic.
IP house, a nightmare on Elm Street. In this house, guests enter the twisted dreamscape of Freddy Krueger, where the line between reality and nightmare is blurred. Finally, the theme for the event could be Nightmare Realms. The idea is to transport guests to a world where their worst nightmares come to life, whether it's being trapped in an asylum or hunted by.
Hunted by something. So, they've put a theme to it, Simon. Nightmare Realms with Freddy Krueger. So, even though you've got the other person, I would say if you had a bonus at 11th house, what people have been wanting, plain and simple, it's not going to be that easy, is it, 11th house? But they've, what's the point of the icon? You might as well just have Freddy Krueger as the icon at that point.
Yeah, and I'm struggling to figure out how they would theme bring all that back together. Because none of it's dreamscape.
I think people's dreams are the same.
If you put it, if you try to theme it as people's worst nightmares, it could work, but the IP houses you could kind of twist them into it. The originals would struggle, but obviously we don't know the scare zones yet, so I don't know if this will bring it all together.
Let's find out.
Right now. Design a few beers, a few cocktails.
Oh no, we're doing drinks.
An energy drink for HHN.
Okay. Drinks.
Sure. Here are some ideas for drinks that could be served at Halloween Horror Nights. IPA beers. 1. Haunted Haze. This IPA has a bold, hoppy flavor with notes of citrus and pine. It has a cloudy appearance and a slightly bitter finish, making it a perfect beer for those who enjoy a strong, flavorful IPA. 2. Goblin's Grog. This IPA has a smooth, malty flavor with hints of caramel and toffee. It has a dark amber color and a slightly sweet finish, making it a great beer for those who prefer a more balanced and less hoppy IPA. Cocktails. 1. Blood Moon. This cocktail is made with vodka, cranberry juice, and a splash of lime. It has a deep red color and a tart, fruity flavor that is perfect for Halloween. 2. Witch's Brew. This cocktail is made with gin, blue curacao, and lemon juice. It has a bright green color and a refreshing, citrusy flavor that is sure to please. Energy Drink. 1. Zombie Fuel. This energy drink has a bold, fruity flavor with a powerful kick of caffeine and other energy-boosting ingredients. It is perfect for those who need a quick pick-me-up during a long night of Halloween fun. Its bright green color and spooky design make it a great fit for Halloween horror nights.
Okay, so for some reason it hasn't got scare zones. I don't know what's happened there, but it's been a long time since I looked at this. So, Simon, going to drinks, you're an alcoholic.
The two beers are Blue Moon and Hobgoblin. They're only two beers that I've already out. So, good idea. Well done, AI, but you've literally just ripped off two beers that I've already usually.
She's made them better.
Yeah, the cocktails, they just sound like standard Halloween Horror Nights cocktails. Vodka and energy drinks.
The energy drink might sound quite cool with the colour it's meant to be and all that. That sounded quite interesting.
Yeah, but the problem is that you'll never get it. Was it multicoloured?
I think it said a green or something, didn't it?
I know the grog one was green, wasn't it? But the zombie feel, if that was a multicoloured, you'd never get it multicoloured because it would just be pre-made and have very little alcohol in it, unfortunately.
Can any of them catch your eyes because you're an alcoholic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to be more positive than Simon?
I'm always positive, mate. The Witch's Brew, the gin cocktail.
Yep, so that's like right. Gin.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
There we go. We got one for Joe. That'll cost $15. That'll cost $15 before a tip. I'm sorry, people, but this is Halloween Horror Nights. Well, he says he likes his beers and that, and then he's drinking a bloody Foster's.
Oh, that's all I had in the fridge.
Yeah, I'd rather leave it on the shelves. Okay, what's he going to do next? Food? I'm going to guess he's going to do food next. Let's get there. We'll get the food. I might have to do the last bit on another video.
Nearly make some food treats for Halloween Horror Nights.
Here are some ideas for spooky food treats for Halloween Horror Nights. Burger. 1. Monster Burger. This burger features a juicy beef patty topped with melted cheddar cheese, crispy bacon, and a fried egg. It is served on a black bun with a side of bloody ketchup. Pizza. 1. Haunted Pizza. This pizza features a charcoal crust with toppings like black olives, roasted red peppers, and spicy sausage. The cheese is melted to look like ghostly apparitions, and the tomato sauce is dyed red with food coloring to look like blood. Meat Treats. 1. Mummy Meatballs. These meatballs are wrapped in strips of phyllo dough to look like mummies. They are served with a side of spooky marinara sauce. 2. Graveyard Skewers. These skewers feature chunks of chicken, beef, and sausage, grilled to perfection and served on a bed of dirt, crumbled black bread, with tombstones, made of cheese and crackers. 3. Deviled Eyeballs. These are meatballs made with ground chicken or turkey, mixed with spices and then stuffed with a pimento olive to look like an eyeball. They are then baked, and served with a spicy sauce. Spooky vegan options. 1. Jack-o'-lantern stuffed bell peppers. These bell peppers are stuffed with a mix of quinoa, black beans, and spices, and carved to look like jack-o'-lanterns. They are then baked until tender and served with a side of witch's brew sauce. 2. Monster Mash. This is a vegan meatloaf made with lentils, mushrooms, and oats, and shaped to look like a monster. It is served with graveyard dirt, crumbled black bread, and witch's fingers, carrot sticks. 3. Vampire Bite. This is a vegan snack made with sliced apple, almond butter, and a drizzle of raspberry sauce to look like a bloody vampire bite. Treats. 1. Graveyard Cupcakes. These chocolate cupcakes are topped with chocolate cream cheese frosting, crushed Oreo cookies to look like dirt, and a candy tombstone. 2. Spiderweb Mini Cakes. These mini cakes are chocolate with a vanilla buttercream frosting, and decorated with a spiderweb design made with black icing. 3. Witch's Brew Cookies. These cookies are made with black cocoa powder, white chocolate chips, and decorated with green icing to look like a witch's cauldron. 4. Ghostly Meringue Cookies. These cookies are made with egg whites and sugar, and piped into ghostly shapes. They are then baked until crispy and decorated with black icing to look like eyes and mouths.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Has AI gone to Mickey's Not So Scary or something?
But I tell you what, actually, in all fairness, if you look in Horror Nights, most of that is already there.
Yeah.
It is now, but I thought
we started going burgers, pizzas, and meatballs. I'm like, you could just go to Louis for all that.
Yeah, when I saw treats, all I thought to myself straight away was, well, if you're diabetic, you're fucked. What do you think of the vegan options, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know any vegans, so
you don't know any vegans.
No, not for me. The burger sounded
nice.
Good. Yeah, until they said
you know what burger sounded like? Exactly the same as the black Burger King burger that came out.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
And Spider-Man burger, what I had in Tenerife from Burger King at the airport.
Mm.
With a red bun. That was
and
pretty
the pizza
cool.
as well. I mean, it's hard to mess up a pizza. Yeah,
I actually did say they had to put food dye in tomato sauce to make it look like blood. I thought
I didn't care that.
Look like blood.
Yeah. I think it would have been better if they took the food dye out and had it tomato sauce being actual green would be more fun. Or if they had a cheesy crust, they dyed the crust inside red or green. So when you got the cheese inside red or green. So when you open it up, it comes out all melted green or red looking. That would have been better. We beat you, AI. We're better than you.
We are back.
Yeah.
Like without you even realizing.
Yes, because the first half was a clusterfuck and the second half would just be a fuck of clusters.
Yeah, that sounded like it was very well recorded.
Anyway, let's get into the final part of this house here. This horror event that they've made AI that I would only go for the IP so far.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Before we go any further, it's missed off the scare zone, so I'm not impressed with that.
It was in this. I did see the video for the thing, but it just didn't seem to play in it.
I will just keep on skipping backwards and see if we can see him. Da 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 da.
It was just after the originals, the IPs.
Original houses.
I don't know what
it had different IPs. They're very interesting.
They actually cut all of the IPs off and then designed. I don't know what.
It didn't give us any scare zones. Should we make some for it?
It did show some scare zones on there.
No, I don't know where they are. They're not showing up. So it hasn't given us a scare zone. So AI, at this point, we give you a C- for designing a horror event because you forgot scare zones. You did the food, you did the houses, you did an extra house. You made actually a quite pretty cool icon, I thought.
AI is only as bad as a person who actually talks to it.
I didn't talk to it. I wrote it and I did tell it to do everything. Maybe it's more like I edited it, Ron, and accidentally cut the scare zones out. I like it. Yeah, I think that's right. So anyway, so we haven't got the scare zones, unfortunately. But if we just went by the houses, the food, and the icon, what score out of 10 would you give this event?
I'd give it an average 6.
Yeah, I would go for a 7, just because of the IPs. The IFPs just had me. And I liked the idea of the icon.
I'm going for 8 because of the IPs. Candyman.
Thank you for being positive, Joe.
Always positive, mate.
I'm positive. six is a pass.
Look, I told you, I'm not allowed to be negative anymore.
Monster not stomp.
I am thoroughly looking forward to that. I put on Twitter that as from last Thursday, I would be positive until the event is over. So I am positive right now.
Well, in our private chat last night, I think someone put a gif out of me selling pork. It's like Pinocchio. I think Phil's saying exactly the same thing right now.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate. I don't read WWE event spoilers to spoil the whole event.
I didn't.
Actually, you got the last team. Exactly. You got the last team.
I know. That's what I mean. So, if you're wondering, people, Money in the Bank was last night. And I predicted 7 things and 5 out of 5. 5 out of the first 5 were right.
Yeah, but because WWE, Simon's like Vince McMahon. No,
WWE is so predictable.
Yeah, because Vince is back in charge. Vince, L a night. Yeah. He is the big thing right now.
And we are getting WrestleMania.
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I've seen this before from Cena for SummerSlam, and I don't believe the hype.
Oh, we'll get it. We'll get it next year.
It's going to be at least two, three years.
They did it at a house show a couple of years ago. I can't remember. Someone came out and said, oh, we want to bring a pay-per-view to London. Next year, we got Clash at the Castle.
Yeah, we're but I, think, London, but like, London, I don't Cardiff. Think I don't think John Cena was meant to be there.
He was he's filming over here anyway, wasn't he? So.
Yeah, but I think the rumour was Brock Lesnar was meant to be there for the Cody fight. Brock clearly didn't show up, so I think they put a call in to John and said, look, we need someone, we need a big icon like you to show up.
Yeah, well, Brock doesn't like travelling, does he?
I think his spat is dummy out again anyway.
Okay, he always does. By the way, if you ever want to have a laugh, anyway, you should see
Brock welcome to
store.
Wrestling Talk with Phil, Joel and Simon.
Nick would come on and Nick would tell you how much AEW is so much better than the WWE, even though it's a carbon copy these days.
It's really not. Mm.
It is. Everything is exactly the same now. Storylines.
It's
just another WWE. Now, when it first started, AEW was all about the wrestling.
Yeah. Anyway, back to horror.
Yes, horror.
Which actually, some of the wrestling is a bit of a horror show. But anyway, I'd go to it. It wouldn't make me if that was this event for this year that we got. It would definitely not make me jump and buy tickets to go and see it this year.
Hey Simon, if that event was this year, stranger things would happen.
Well, stranger things have happened.
Yep. In the past. Yeah, it would turn. I tell you what, the event could be turned upside down this year.
How many puns are you going to put in?
Oh,
is that 11?
I don't know.
Was it 12?
Oh, 11, isn't it? Oh, absolutely. I can't think of any more. But well done, Simon.
Pop a good time here.
Oh, come on, Joe. You must have one.
No, come back to me.
Come back to me when the event's finished.
Well, come back to me, guys, because I would have been to the event.
Oh, well, enjoy it.
Oh, where's the positivity, Joe? Where's the positivity? Oh, just to let you all know, guys, as well, just a cheap plug time. As of November, we're bringing a new podcast out where we're going to be talking all theme parks and outside the theme parks. Talking very much Epic Universe as well. And Simon, what have we called it? Epic Orlando Podcast. So that will be its name. So that will be it. Joe has been begging me for months to come back and do something like this. So we're going to be inside and outside the theme parks, talking hotels, International Drive, and many other things you can do.
Oh, yeah.
So, Joe, I really hope you enjoy the research. It's a ball buster, and you've got to try and find it every couple of weeks. Trust me.
Well, that's why we're only going once a month.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, too much work. So we'll be bringing that out in November time. Right now, we're just solely on HHE due to this horror season has officially started. Talking about horror, I saw the new Indiana Jones movie. What a horror of a script.
Yeah, well, keep it spoiler-free because there's people out there really, really enjoy Indiana Jones. Don't know why, but they do.
Vegans?
I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts anymore. I have actually stopped listening to all podcasts, even our own.
I should stop listening to ones I pay for because all they do is take the piss out of my beautiful artwork. I love you, Craig.
It'll be all nice, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we will never slag down another podcast day or after dark.
Yeah, but we do. We may have something in the pipeline in a little while. We'll keep that one quiet for us.
We just got to follow the map to it, haven't we?
Maybe. Yeah, we've got to find the maps.
Don't speculate on anything, though.
Oh,
no, we can't be doing it yet. Can't be doing anything like that. But
Joe's happy because he got one pun in.
There's things in the works, and we might be bringing you a nice little special.
Right, so. But before before we go, guys, let's quickly reiterate what haunt events are you going to this year? Joe, you can go first.
I am going to Tully's with my good friend Phil, my good friend Simon and Julie, and my beautiful wife.
I think you should have said your wife
Who's Simon? I don't know. I don't know your good friend Simon. I don't want to asshole Simon, but I'm not a good
friend. And I am going to Fort Amherst.
Very nice. So we will be reporting on them. And Simon, what are the 6,500 events you're going to? You go to as many events as new podcasts Craig brings out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Skir City in Camelot on the last weekend of September. Then I've got Skir Kingdom the weekend after. Nothing the weekend after that, because unfortunately I have to work and pay for all these things.
That's scary.
Then I've got Tully's Shocktoberfest with you two fantastic gentlemen. And then to finish off the events, end of October, I'm going to Journey to Hell Freak Nights at Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
And you might, if you can.
And that will be my first, well, actually, Skir City will be my first theme park. But the Blackpool Pleasure Beach one will be my first theme park of the year. I've not been to one this year. I haven't been to a theme park this year, and that's very, very unusual for me.
But, very much.
Yeah, that'll be my first theme park. Actually, yeah, because no, Tully's isn't a theme park, is it?
No.
Yeah, I'm not even doing Alton Towers this year. So, yeah, Journey to Hell Freak Nights at the end of October.
And possibility you could fit in the Liverpool one.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look at that one because I might have to be in midweek.
I hope someone like Craig Lucas can go to that, because that'd be such a good one to hear about as well.
I tell you what, anyone who actually is going to it, who does listen to this podcast, if you're in the Liverpool area, let us know and come on and tell us about it.
Yes, and the events I am going to this year is in September. I am going to multiple nights of Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida. I am going one night to Halloween.
Yay!
Monster Stomp.
Yes, a very, very good show that is. You're not going to make me say anything negative, guys. And then I'm going to meet the sexy Joe and the absolute ball-busting, want-to-make-you-jack-off Simon at Tully's Shocktoberfest.
This has turned very, very weird very quickly.
Okay, so that is it. So obviously we are all meeting up this year, and anyway, I want to get to this again. We're going to explain this properly now. Earlier on, I quickly brought up we're looking for a fourth host to join us. Now, we want this host from Orlando, Florida, or just outside of Orlando, as long
preferably
as as long as you're like, you can get to Universe and all that, and you're more local than us. We want someone who's got that American way of thinking. We're moody old British guys, so we want that American good vibe with us.
We need some positivity.
Yeah.
And it also, it might help out with the future project we're doing as well.
Yes.
So we would like to have, well, obviously, we can't offer you to pay anyone. It's going to be a goodwill thing. But
it's just for the fun. You don't have to be an expert. Just come in. Joe was brand new.
Yeah. It's just that we feel like there's other people, other people out there with knowledge that we can't have and we won't get because we're naturally got our feet on the ground. And if you want to help us out, emails are open.
Get us on Twitter at HHEPod. Just direct message us on that.
Well, if you can, because it might. Everyone's leaving Twitter. So
or Instagram. Or Facebook.
Instagram might be. Yeah. We're on all three. Off TikTok.
So if you're over 40 on Facebook, if you're under 30 on Instagram, and if you like being a miserable moan about everything bastard, Twitter.
Well, be careful. You can't see more than 600 tweets a day.
Who sits there for 600? I
can't believe people. Is that so? What is this limit thing? Is it how many you can tweet in a day?
It's Elon Musk. Elon Musk. He's having a mental breakdown again. That's what it is.
I just heard about his Twitter limits, and I'm like, what the hell is all this about?
Who sees more than 600 tweets a day? Who's got that much time on their fucking head?
Is it seeing them or sending them?
Yeah, no, seeing. Yeah, you can't see more than 600.
I just had a quick scroll through my Twitter earlier, and I probably saw about maybe 30, and seven of them were ads. So screw you, Elon. If Elon? They can't come out of my Elon, Elon. You can't come out. You want to limit our tweets? Stop putting fucking adverts in the middle of them all, bastard.
Well, they're all at it now on social media, mate. They're all annoying.
Oh, no. Don't get me started.
And their excuses. So we can keep it free. So why are you trying to make us pay for blue ticks and that?
Yeah, well, anyway. Social media rants with Simon and Phil.
Enjoy. I like this. I love adding this stuff on, though, guys. A little bit more people getting to know us. At least they know I'm now the positive Phil now of the show, and I'm not negative anymore.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, I love that.
What was your nickname, Craig, give you the vlog father?
Yeah, the vlog father. Epic Phil Vlogs. Go and check them out, people. Right now, the Tenerife ones are coming out, and very soon, the Orlando, Florida ones will be coming. Oh, yeah. Fair thank enough. You. That's your fault. I would have brought up Epic Phil Vlogs.
If you are listening to this, go and just give him a like. He's getting to the cusp of it and 1,000 subscribers. So
yeah, it's actually bugging me. I'm going to look at this precise second as I look. This won't be the same when it comes out. It'll be higher or lower because they go up and down. Believe I'm on as TubeBuddy, sakes forever. I have 985 subscribers right now, so I'm 15 away.
15 away from 1,000.
Yeah, get subscribing, people. Yeah.
Yes. Also,
if you subscribe to us on our YouTube as well.
Yes, because I actually will be making some videos from Halloween Horror Nights, specifically going to the Halloween Horror Events YouTube channel.
Yeah, well, I'll possibly be vlogging the ones I'm doing if I'm allowed to. I know a lot of them you can't even do audio. But there will be a trip report from each one. I'll try and do some live footage and live audio. And we'll definitely be doing one at Tully's because I think that might get a little bit messy.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got an email from this week. They were trying to make me upgrade my ticket. I thought, I've already got a Express Pass ticket. Are you having a laugh?
They want you to have the RIP like me. That's what it is.
What? So my legs are killing me by the time I've done 11... what's it? It's 11 houses where you can skip the pass, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be knackered by then.
You can do 10. I can do the same one multiple times.
Simon, we did it and we died.
Yeah, but we weren't prepared for it. We'll be prepared for it this time.
Yeah, but that was a nice, lovely day. What if we go in this pissing down with rain? And I'm the only one with welly boots on because I live nearby, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, well, it is. As long as we've got a taxi to get home, I don't care.
Yeah.
Metro Taxis from Crawley, I am going to give them a good shout out. And we'll sort them out. We just need to think of a time we want to go, and we need to think of a time we want to come back so that we can book a taxi early enough. I'll book it like a week ahead if I have to.
Yeah, well, we'll think about it in October.
Yeah.
You know, October's a long way away. I've got a nice holiday before then. Don't know if I told you about it. Going to Orlando, September.
Again, fuck you.
Positivity, Joe. We are a positive podcast now. No, Simon's negativity is because he's tired from work.
I have actually been awake since 4:30 this morning. It is now 9:05.
Yeah.
I've done a 10-hour shift at work.
I've actually really enjoyed this. There was a bit of a clusterfuck at the beginning because
Phil doesn't know what he's doing.
It was Zoom. Simon doesn't know how to read, so he tried to blame everyone else. And then I didn't realise my Bluetooth headphones wasn't connected. Simon's having a moan now, and Joe decided not to listen at one point. So, a clusterfuck. But AI, we're going to come back to you in the future, and we're going to do this again better, because I want the scare zones.
Yeah, I think they're there. I think you just edited them out because you're an idiot.
Well, they weren't on the video when I checked it, so I was just looking now and it wasn't there, so I don't know what happened. But it was made about 5 weeks ago, that video, so a lot of things could have gone wrong by then.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when Phil tries with new technology.
Anyway, before we go any further, if we ever decide to do another AI episode, let's have an idea. What would you want AI to do? Not Halloween Horror Nights, something different, maybe.
Not kill me. When it starts to start thinking about itself and start controlling stuff, because it's getting out of control.
Out of control. I've seen Terminator. I'll be fine.
It's starting to think for itself.
Good. Someone needs to take thinking in the world. Our world leaders are a bunch of fucking idiots now. We need AI.
To an extent.
Yeah.
In charge of the world, in charge of the inferior humans. I'm epic, so I'm not inferior. I tell you what, we should do a podcast one day just about AI. Just let Simon sit there and rant.
I won't be on it.
Why?
We'll all be dead.
I'll be on it.
Yeah, it'll be AI doing the podcast.
Yeah.
That's just a good idea. If we can get one of them AIs what can do our voices, we don't have to do any work anymore. It might actually, and it won't be a clusterfuck then of a podcast. Right, I think that really is truly the end. Follow us on the socials at HHE Pod, on TikTok at Halloween Horror Events, I think. And YouTube is, I think, just Halloween Horror Events or HHE Podcast, whatever it is. Facebook, we're on there, but we don't really use it. We're on Instagram as well. And obviously, we're mostly on Twitter and Instagram if you want to get in touch with us. Yet again, anyone from the Orlando, Florida area, get in contact with us if you want to be the fourth member of this team. And maybe you can sort this clusterfuck of a show up.
Yeah. I think we need some structure because we'll get in a bit waxy-daisy again.
This one's lazy. We'll be back next time, hopefully, with an announcement what will turn the world upside down.
Maybe.
11 months too late.
Well, technically, as we record, it's Halloween Horror Nights is 2 months away.
Yes. No. Not long until I get there. It's here. 2 months
Less
and a
than 2 months,
there.
And we know two months, two houses. If this is a video podcast, you'll know what I'm doing.
Okay, people, it's not, and we will be back on YouTube soon. We just haven't had the energy to do it lately. So anyway, guys, from me, Phil, be epic, from Joe.
Good night and sweet screams.
And Simon, you probably haven't got anything again.
No, I'll just go back to stay spooky.
Oh, yeah, just keep it. Everyone knows you for it.
Stay spooky, but don't kill your mother.
Oh, I like that. And on that note, good night.
Hey.
And because we're on screen share, I can't press the record fucking button.